Unit 10. Reading Passage. The hero sits down, exhausted after a long and difficult chase. Slowly, the camera pulls back, revealing his computer, desk, and a can of Coca-Cola in his hand. Movie watchers have just viewed a product placement, a process of integrating advertisements into movies, TV shows, and other types of entertainment. The technique is a common marketing tool for companies doing everything they can to get our attention. Yet the practice is not without its critics, who want to limit or even ban its use. Product placement in movies dates back more than half a century, when advertisers discovered it was a great way to get an attentive audience to view a product. In 2007, firms spent $2.9 billion to have their cars, watches, and cell phones appear in films and TV shows. Many other placements are free, as companies give studios product samples in exchange for screen time. iPod maker Apple is a master of the barter system. A 2006 study found that in a four-month period, there were 250 appearances of the firm's products in films and TV shows. Product placements also benefit the shows they appear in. For small and large productions, it's an excellent source of revenue. The TV show American Idol, in exchange for heavily promoting its sponsors' goods, receives $26 million from each of them. For Hollywood dramas and comedies, having well-known brands show up in offices, restaurants, and houses can make a show more realistic. When we see a character in a TV show like 24, driving a Ford, it connects the story to the real world. Capturing a sense of realism is increasingly important in the fast-growing video game market. Powerful 3D graphics cards already make virtual cities look a lot like the real thing. Game makers, by inserting actual products, can further blur the line between entertainment and reality. One example of a clever placement is the way popular songs are played on car radios in Grand Theft Auto. In another game, Crazy Taxi, passengers ask to be taken to places like Pizza Hut. For games played online, it's even possible to weave local products into a game based on a player's location. Critics say the situation is out of hand. We already see thousands of advertisements every day, in magazines, on the sides of buses, and on websites. In order to preserve the artistic integrity of films and TV shows, opponents want a clearer line drawn between creative and commercial content. The UK took an extreme position in 2008 by banning product placements altogether. As the debate rages, companies aren't slowing down. They're blurring the line even further by creating products specifically for shows, like the futuristic car built by Audi for the movie iRobot. In fact, all this may be just the beginning. Companies are exploring new places to advertise, including books and even songs. If there's a chance that a product placement will lead to someone buying something, it's a good bet that advertisers will make the most of the opportunity.